In 2015, the Golden State Warriors had a magical season and won their first NBA championship in 40 years. As a lifelong Warriors fan, this was very exciting to me, especially since for much of those 40 years, the Warriors were one of the worst teams in the NBA. Their journey to that title in 2015 involved a pivotal moment during the NBA Finals that exemplified the importance of psychological safety, which is what this first pillar is all about, and is a foundational aspect of creating a team culture of high performance, trust, and belonging. During the previous two seasons, the Warriors had played well and made the playoffs, but got knocked out in the second and first rounds, respectively. In 2015, under first-year head coach Steve Kerr, they made their way through all three rounds of the playoffs and ended up in the NBA Finals. They were matched up against LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not only was James the best player in the league, he was playing in his sixth NBA Finals and fifth in a row. None of the Warriors' key players had ever been to the Finals before. In those first few games under the bright lights, the Warriors seemed a bit rattled and overmatched. They lost Game 3 in Cleveland to go down 2-1 in the series. The Cavs had seized the momentum and were forcing the Warriors to play their slower pace, which greatly benefited Cleveland. Nick Urin, a 28-year-old special assistant to Steve Kerr, pored over the film from Game 3 and did a ton of research before Game 4, trying to figure out what the Warriors could do to alter the dynamic of the series. He suggested making a significant change to the starting lineup, replacing the Warriors' 7-foot center, Andrew Bogut, with the much smaller Andre Iguodala, a 6-foot, 8-inch swingman. Iguodala had been coming off the bench for the Warriors all season, even though he had spent his entire career as a very successful starter. Putting him in the starting lineup would mean that Warriors forward Draymond Green, who was also 6'8", would move to center. Although Green was their passionate vocal leader on the court, putting him in that position at his size would put a lot of pressure on him and was a risky move for them to make at the time. Cleveland jumped out to a 7-0 lead early in Game 4, but Kerr saw that the smaller lineup was creating the space that the Warriors shooters needed and was allowing them to accelerate the tempo of the game, which played to their strengths. Kerr stuck with the smaller unit, and the Warriors tied the series that night with an impressive 103-82 Game 4 victory. They won the next two games as Cleveland frantically tried to counter the adjustment but couldn't. The Warriors won that historic championship and went on to have one of the greatest five-year runs in the history of sports, which included two more titles and five straight trips to the finals. Andre Iguodala played so well that even though he didn't start those first three games, he was still named the MVP of the 2015 NBA Finals. There are many reasons why the Warriors were able to win that championship in 2015 and go on their incredible run of success. Of course, talent, luck, execution, hard work, timing, commitment, and the incredible team chemistry they established all played significant roles. And Steve Kerr created an environment with his coaching staff and his players where everyone was empowered to speak up, offer ideas, and even make bold suggestions like changing the starting lineup in the middle of the NBA Finals. Nick Urin was a junior member of the coaching staff, but was given the opportunity to offer an idea that changed the trajectory of that series. He felt safe enough, even in his lower-level role, to make a risky suggestion to the person in charge,